and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page as well. Normally in this slot, I have Sherilyn Laban, and we talk politics. Sherilyn has been extraordinarily busy and unable to join us, and I really, really miss her because she gives me insight into what's going on in the political realm that I wouldn't otherwise know, other than the fact I do read and watch and pay attention to certain political events. The one that's going on now is so fascinating. And it's so ironic because it is exactly on topic with my column, which is failure is your greatest teacher. Now, I give a list, which hopefully I'll get to if my ranting about Obamacare doesn't get out of control here. I give a list of things to do as a parent and think about as a parent to teach our kids how to handle failure versus rescue them, which is, I think, a fallacy that is all too common today. And that is common in the macro sense in not only what our government is trying to do, particularly our current president, but what Obamacare is all about. It's trying to be the big fix-it for everything. And it's just not that simple. The fact that Obamacare is a dismal rollout disaster, and I think the website problems notwithstanding, it's a dismal disaster all the way. The fact that our president and his Democratic colleagues have lied explicitly, and in the president's case, I think there are 31 videos of him saying you can keep your policy, period. You can keep your doctor, period. The fact that our president, the president of the United States, will not own the lie or the fact that he was misled. Either one is his responsibility. The fact that he will not own it, and as recently as a couple days ago, gives a whole other explanation. Oh, what I really meant is you can keep your policy if it conforms. But, you know, we know better for you. And that, of course, is the whole liberal agenda. And the idea of what America was founded about, which is individual freedom, individual success or failure, is being thrown under the bus, so to speak, where I wish Kathleen Sebelius would be put, along with a lot of the Democrats that are now scared to death and they're running for cover. So yesterday, 15 of the Democrat senators that are up for re-election go see the president begging for some relief, for some help, because they're taking the fall for him. He doesn't care. He is hoping in 2024 there's some great resurgence in popularity of Obamacare and that he'll be the hero and he'll have that legacy. Sadly, I think his legacy will fit the topic of my column about how to learn from failure and, in his case, how not to learn. Okay, what he has demonstrated is a horrible model for adults and our children. When we mess up, I was going to say a bad word, and thankfully I caught myself this time, but when we mess up, the easiest and best thing to do is just own it. And what's so interesting is the more you cover up a mess up, the more you're digging a grave and the more it is harder to ultimately take responsibility. So let me get to my list. I thought I was going to go rant about Obamacare, and I just don't want to. I think it's self-evident. I think we will learn more and more of its shortcomings as it continues to unfold. And I will predict right now that the website will not be fully functional at the end of the month, as promised, yet another broken promise by D.C., in this case, the administration and the Democrats. You do understand this is the first major legislature that has ever been passed with only one party. Not a single Republican voted. The other big, big legislative changes or bills of recent times, not even that recent, of the last century, were, of course, Medicare and Social Security. And there were lots of problems with their rollouts, but it was genuinely bipartisanly supported, at least to a degree. This one was rammed through with tricks and lies and deceit by one party, one president, one party. Not a single Republican voted. And it will be the legacy of Mr. Obama. And it will be the downfall of all those Democrats that are up for re-election next year who are now running for cover. It is sad. But what can we do? Let me just give you a quick list. Dr. Weberman is usually my list maker, but this is a quick list of things to think about when our kids or ourselves are confronting failure. Very simply, don't rescue your kids from every failure. If they've messed up at school, be by their side, but let them face the music. Support them rather than rescue them. And that applies to other things in which they fail, whether it's a sport thing or, you know, a broken heart or anything. Don't just rescue them. Just be there and support them. I recently had to deal with my older son having a broken heart, and all I really could do for him was be there and honor him and support him as far as his value. Now, this is not a failure, so it's not really a great example. I mean, a broken heart is not a failure. So actually, I will take that off the table of failure suggestions. When your children mess up at home, literally and figuratively, have the consequences be immediate. And this next part is essential. Don't relax the consequences because you feel sorry for them. So if you've grounded them for a week or you've taken away their phone or some of their privilege and they're just whining, oh, mom, dad, sorry, that's the consequence. You can be sympathetic. Boy, it's a shame that it had to be this, but you did such and such and this is the consequence. In your own life, mom, dad, try to model how you resolve conflicts by showing a willingness to engage with your spouse or partner to work things out. Or if you're a single parent, just how you engage with your own kids and how you work things out. It is the best thing you can do for your children, which is show how you handle failure. In that regard, regarding conflict, yelling is not conflict resolution. Trust me, it doesn't work. And the louder you yell, especially with teenagers, the more likely they are to tune you out. That's kind of my hit and miss stuff to do regarding failure. We've got Pastor Drew coming up, and I imagine he's going to have some wonderful insights about how failure has instructed us. Heck, the whole Bible is basically men and women that have failed and yet gone on to greatness. Which I imagine will be some of the first words we'll hear from Pastor Drew. So stay tuned, and we'll have Pastor Drew talking about failure and our biblical heroes and more after these messages.
The busy of living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love.